Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
Hi, everyone. It's Tiz Gambacorta here. And today I'm very, very excited to have Devin Michael on the call. So, Devin, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Tiz. How are you? It's good to see you.
Likewise. Devin and I met many, many years ago through a common friend in Cyprus. And then we reconnected, actually, I think a few months ago on a cruise. The reason I wanted to bring Devin on board today is that he's one of those entrepreneurs who's done a billion and one things online and offline. But before I kind of ruin the surprise, I'm just going to shut up and ask you, Devin, so who are you? You know, I've heard great things about you. You know, what have you done in the internet marketing space? I know you're involved a lot in the crypto space now. You're doing some really cool stuff in the Philippines. You know, what brought you here?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, just so y'all know, I'm not wearing these sunglasses to be impersonal. It's because my house is very light and I had LASIK about 10 years ago. And so I kind of just wear these shades. But just to kind of show you where I am, this is our new home in Puerto Rico. I'm in my man cave. There's my little puppy right there. That's Penny.
Wow.
And we moved to Puerto Rico a few months ago. We live here half the year. And let me just show you outside. Hopefully we don't have enough bandwidth, but we live right here on the marina. Are we still connected, Tiz? Can you see?
Yeah, absolutely. That is amazing.
Right, beach over there, and then we live here on the marina, and it's a little cloudy. It might rain today, but when it rains here, it rains for about 5 minutes. And
is that San Juan?
We're about 45 minutes from San Juan, okay. Actually. And we're so we're kind of in the suburbs, and it's a trade-off. We live in a gated community, and it's gorgeous here, and we have like golf courses and restaurants and tennis, and it's really neat, and a wonderful community of people. Like, we just love it. We're literally, we have something social to do with them maybe two times a week, three times a week. It's crazy. I think we're more social here than we are in Vegas, which is where we live the other half. But it is a trade-off. I wish it was closer to San Juan because, you know, as you stated, I am in the crypto space as well. I have been for about a year, and there's a lot of crypto billionaires here in Puerto Rico because it's a very favorable environment tax-wise for U.S. citizens, and that's why I'm here. And so there's all these movers and shakers, and I love to meet with them, but quite often, like I do, I meet with them a lot, but a lot of time I don't because it's, you know, 45 minutes. You don't want to get in the car and go all the way. You get kind of, you know, comfortable. So I wish it was closer to San Juan, but anyways, it's 45 minutes, and that's without traffic. It could be about an hour and a half with traffic, which is not good. Yeah, so anyways, you want to know about myself. So I've been self-employed for over 30 years, I have to tell you, whenever I hear that number, I crack up because up until a little while ago, I thought it was 20. And I started doing math. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been self-employed for nearly 30 years. I don't know where the time has gone. Of course, I started my business when I was 4 years old. No, I actually started my business.
Of course.
Don't do the math. But today I'm a founder and CEO of 123 Employee. We're the premier outsourcing centers in the Philippines. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of employees on three continents. We work with young, bright entrepreneurs like all of you out there watching this, and some of the biggest thought leaders on the planet, like Tiz. And we do all the busy stuff in their business, internet marketing, social media, telemarketing, back office tasks, inbound, outbound voice, all the busy stuff in their business. We call it busy stuff BS, so they can focus. Yeah. So that they can focus on the income generating activities in their business and the things that really juice them and excite them. Our mission at 123 Employee is to rescue lifestyle starved entrepreneurs, give them their time back and their lives back. And we love doing it. It's super fun. When we started our business about a decade ago, entrepreneurs knew nothing about outsourcing. The big companies were doing it. Most entrepreneurs were not. And in the very early days, we realized that if we really wanted to be in business, If we want to have a market to market to, we'd have to create that market somehow. It didn't exist. And so we really sat down and we said, well, how are we going to do this? And we adopted an educational model. I started writing books, obviously became a bestseller. I started creating info products. I began speaking on stages all over the globe. We started doing events all over the world. We've done them in Australia, the US, New Zealand, Europe, Asia. And as we began educating our market, we began to have clients. And we have used that model all the way to today. We still use it. And so we kind of educate people, and eventually they end up coming over and working with us. And we work through all different types of verticals. We work with, you know, crypto exchanges. We work with real estate companies, e-com people. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And it's everything from solopreneurs all the way up to big companies.
And I heard you also wrote a couple of best-selling books. Can you tell us a bit more about those as well?
I can, yeah. I've written about 10 books, actually. Wow. Yeah. Most of them were self-published, but a few years ago, I did sign a deal with McGraw-Hill, and one of those books, Outsource Smart, became a New York Times best-selling book, and that was really cool. It was you talk to anybody, they're a best-selling author, right? But hitting the New York Times list is a small elite group, and I'm not saying to toot my own horn, but I am doing it to just say a lot of doors open up when you're a New York Times bestseller. I mean, it really changed my life, changed the life of my family, put me on big stages with thousands and thousands of people all over the world. I've shared the stage with Bill Clinton with 6,000 people. I mean, a lot of doors have opened as a result of that, and it's very humbling, and it's exciting.
Interesting. And so that was kind of your career as an author. You've got 1-3 employee. And I also understand you're kind of involved in helping businesses with lead generation, specifically not just internet marketing. So how exactly, do you help people there? A lot of people who are watching this, listening to this, they either have an online business or an offline business, or they want to start one. And clearly, lead generation is the key to all of this. It's something that everyone needs, yet only very few people figured out. So how can you help them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always shocked at how many businesses, they have an idea, and they open this business, and they don't have any customers. And so, they think they're just going to open their doors and everybody's going to come running in, but that is not the case. Matter of fact, I've learned over the last 30 years in business is that the lifeblood of all business is lead gen. If you have a ton of business coming, a ton of leads, ton of business coming through your door, if your bank accounts are overflowing with money, then you can probably buy yourself out of just about any challenge that you face in your business today, right? And so that's the key, to have a strong, growing business with a ton of business coming through the door, everything else you can figure out. And so our mission at 1-2-3 Employee, well, besides rescuing lifestyle started entrepreneurs, is to help them find more leads and more business. And we're very marketing centric at 1-2-3. We realize the lifeblood of all business is leads and marketing. So if you don't tell us otherwise, that's what we're going to focus on. Now, some people come to us and say, hey, I have that dialed in. I have a bunch of business coming through the door. Just, pick up my phones or handle my scheduling or do my social media, and we're happy to do that. But if you don't tell us otherwise, we're going to really focus on getting more business through the door. And so that's what we do. And we've also, we've created over the years adjuncts to that service, not just offering service, but we've created software products that help with the lead gen. As a matter of fact, in the social media space, what we've learned is that so many people use social media. It's an amazing branding tool. It's an amazing way to have a relationship with your clients and prospects. But what I think a lot of entrepreneurs and businesses have not mastered is using social media for lead gen. And so we recently created a software platform called Social Sonic. And it's a platform that it actually generates unlimited leads for life in social media. Now, when I say for life, I mean, who knows what's that going to look like. But literally, it'll generate unlimited leads. You can run it all day long, generate a ton of leads, and Social Sonic will literally, it's awesome. and so we created this platform, and the market was so responsive to it that we literally sold 1.3 million in like 30 days. I mean, it was awesome. And so that's quite popular right now. We had, there's thousands of people using Social Sonic, And the way we really supercharge that is we have our 123 employee virtual assistants. They're all trained on Social Sonic. So they're helping our clients generate leads through that. So that's, besides crypto, that's probably one of the things I'm probably most excited about right now.
Just before we dive into that, for those who are kind of new to all this, what exactly is lead generation and why is it important to businesses, right? I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs and they tell me, look, hey, Tiz, you know, oh, but I need to have a product first, or I need to have a website first, or this or that, or I'm not ready to have the leads yet. Well, you know, why is that so important? And perhaps what is it for those who are getting started?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, you have to have leads. You have to have business coming through the door. You have to have marketing to make any business successful. But you brought up a really good point, Tiz. Many of our followers, we have hundreds of thousands of followers today that follow me, that follow 123 Employee, which is really cool. And many of those people are not entrepreneurs yet. They're wantrepreneurs. They want to be entrepreneurs, but they haven't, you know, found their vehicle yet or what have you. And it's interesting. We actually addressed that when we created Social Sonic because we knew that there are so many people that wanted to start a business, but they didn't have one yet, you know? And so what we did is we actually put under the Social Sonic hood, we created 20 pre-populated blogs with affiliate offers built in. So let's say you don't have a business yet, you can go out on social media using Social Sonic and just drive those social media leads to one of the 20 different blogs, which are in all the most popular niches, like, you know, health and marketing and internet, blah, 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 blah. And so you literally have a turnkey business overnight, so which is really cool. But then we thought, well, let's go a little bit deeper. Okay, so let's say that you're a wantrepreneur, you want to have a business, but you're still working your 9-to-5 job, right? So Social Sonic is not set and forget. It's we bill it as the world's first social media CRM. So it's, you have to sit there and you know, go through it and look at the leads and it'll do messaging and stuff, but it's assisted by, it needs some human intervention as well. So what we did is when we took Social Sonic, we actually bundled it with a 123 employee virtual assistant to run the platform for them. So in my opinion, it's the first time in history that if you have a job, if you're busy working that job, you can have your assistant starting up your business and running it from home.
Wow.
Well, I guess not from home, I guess from our offices, but running that business while you're not at home, while you're at work, you know, until such time as you can, you know, kiss that job goodbye and come work it full time. Or maybe you decide that you don't want to do that. You love your job and you just want to have this as a second stream of income. So, that's pretty neat. I really think that we created something really cool and the market has kind of confirmed that. So yeah.
What are the, and I know this is a huge question, so let's kind of try and simplify it. You know, what would you say are the key ways that someone can do lead generation online, and, you know, why Social Sonic better than what's out there?
Sure. Well, I think that, I think that of course you can use one channel for marketing, but really why? I mean, you can use, you can take a multi-channel approach. And I like that, especially if you're building a brand. If I like to think that when entrepreneurs think about outsourcing, they think about 123 Employee. That's because we've created a brand around that. If you go to a conference, you know, people say, oh, you know, try out our software platform or what have you, and hey, if you don't have time and you need some help, get a 123 Employee virtual assistant. I hear that, you know, all the time from stages and stuff. And why is that? Well, it's because I speak on stages all over the globe. We sponsor events all over the globe. At the same time, though, when that person goes home, they are going to see, you know, probably one of my ads on Facebook. And then when they click that ad, well, I'm going to follow them, right? And that's retargeting. And you know, you've seen an ad before, you click on it, and all of a sudden you see those ads everywhere you go. Well, that's retargeting. And then at some point, you may hear me on a podcast, like, but Tiz here, or you may hear me on the radio, you know, doing an interview. And that's because we take a multi-channel approach to our marketing. You may get an email from me. So I think Social Sonic is a tremendous way to generate leads. It's not the only way. And I think that it's better to take a multi-channel approach to your marketing, right? And that way, you know, people are seeing you everywhere. Because what happens when you actually build a brand, you become a trusted source. People start talking about you. In addition to that, you can charge more for your services or you can charge more for your product. I mean, jeans, you know, Levi's jeans are made in the same factories as Guess jeans, but guess which ones cost more, right? And that's because they built the brand, right? So it's a great way to generate leads, but you should, I say, take a multi-channel approach, multi-pronged approach to your marketing.
Okay. So you mentioned Social Sonic. It has an element of a kind of human interaction, which is social media lead generation, right? Can you give us an overview of how can someone generate leads through social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, rather than just social media, I'll say using Social Sonic. So what you could do is, let's say you go through Twitter with Social Sonic. So Twitter is probably the greatest database on the planet, and it's highly searchable. You can hone in on your exact target client. You can do it your future client based on a few ways. One is who they are following, right? So what do we know of followers of Tiz? They're probably interested in cryptocurrency and making money online or making money from home, right? So that's number one. You can also find the right people by what's in their bio. So if somebody is an author or speaker, that is going to be in their bio. And then finally, we can target people by what they're talking about, right? So if somebody's talking about cryptocurrency all the time, then we know that that is somebody that's very interested in cryptocurrency, right? So in doing that, we can target who we want to reach. Now, the next step is, through Social Sonic, there's a lot of ways we can communicate with them. One is we can comment on their tweets, all right? So that comment on the tweeting is not an automated process. So somebody, you know, kind of needs to be there doing that.
Right.
You or it could be your virtual assistant. Then the next thing that Social Sonic does automatically is it starts following that person. That person then sees a social signal on their phone, like, this person's following me. That's interesting. And then they'll either follow you back or they'll check out your profile and then they'll follow you back. Once they follow you back, that triggers a autoresponder sequence of direct messages that warms them up until such time as they go to your website, call for more information, click on your social media, or buy your product, whatever that call to action is. And that's what goes in there. So that's kind of the automated process. Oh, and or go to one of your blog sites that we actually give you in the system. So yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Interesting. And yeah. So it sounds like that's mostly Twitter.
That's correct. Yeah, because it's the most highly searchable database. It's massive. There's enough business on Twitter to last you 10,000 lifetimes.
Maybe you could share some information on how you've seen Twitter leads and lead generation compared to, say, Facebook or other forms of social media lead gen.
Sure. So they're actually both great. I personally like Twitter. That's where the thought leaders are. That's where all the celebrities are. and that's where people are talking. But they are talking on Facebook, too. Quite frankly, we developed a product around Twitter because Facebook doesn't have an open API anymore. So they don't for that type of thing. They used to. And when we were in beta of the product, we did offer Facebook in there, but unfortunately it's not possible now. So that's why.
Okay. So by the sounds of it, this is a type of organic lead generation. Obviously there's a cost to the software, to Social Sonic. How would you say this type of kind of organic Twitter lead generation stacks up against, for example, Twitter ads?
So basically, the difference is primarily ours treats Twitter like a CRM.
Right.
And so it allows you the search functionality and the follow-up features of a CRM, as well as the automation that you would find as well. So that's kind of the big differentiator. And that's what makes Social Sonic so powerful.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think just before we wrap up our interview today, Devin, I always like to kind of find out what is behind the success, what is behind the product and the man. So let's say, you know, you've obviously been very successful and you've been in business for a long time. What made you successful? As for a starting entrepreneur or someone who's just, you know, transitioning from my corporate career into a business. What made you successful?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of what makes us us is what happened to us in our formative years. Because I think that's kind of what molds who we are. And then over the years and years, we just develop layers and we think that who we are is just who we are, right? Like that. But the reality is that it all happens when we're young. I'll tell you what happened for me. So I grew up kind of lower middle class. You know, we certainly weren't poor, but we never had a lot of money. I would ask for lots of things as a spoiled child would do. And most of the time the answer was no, because we just didn't have the money.
Right.
My dad never made more than $30,000 a year. He was a company man, worked for the same company for 40 years. My mom didn't work and we lived off that, you know, and we, you know, there was always food on the table, what have you. And we were fine. But what happened was, had I just grown up in that environment, I would have maybe gone out and got a job or who knows. But what happened was there was my Uncle Mo. My Uncle Mo was the smartest man I ever knew. My dad was my hero for a lot of reasons, but my Uncle Mo was the smartest man I ever knew. He grew up the son of a junkyard dealer. He was one of 10 kids. I mean, you want to talk about growing up poor, he grew up dirt poor. As he got older, became a prolific doctor in Beverly Hills, very famous, very successful. And I would hang on every word my Uncle Mo ever told me, anything he ever told me to do, because he was just so dang smart. But what happened was, on the holidays, we would go to see my Uncle Mo. We would always go to my Uncle Mo's for the holidays. And he had a big mansion in Beverly Hills. There was always wonderful food and incredible toys, and it was just so much fun, and it was awesome. And I saw, you know, he had beautiful cars and so on and so forth, and it just looked incredible to me. And then I went back to my life,
right.
and then I went back to my Uncle Mo's, and it was like awesome. And then I went back to my life, and then I went back to my Uncle Mo's, and it was incredible. And then I went back to my life, and over time, I was like, you know, I want that life. That's what I want. And it made me very hungry at a very young age. You know, by the time I was 10 years old, I wanted that life at 10 years old. By the time I was 15, I had started my business. By the time I was 25, I made my first million. And it was because I just got hungry. I got hungry. I wanted more than what my parents had. I mean, I appreciated everything my parents gave me. My dad was my greatest hero, and not for the reason you might think. He wasn't a scholar. He wasn't a wealthy man. He was the type of man that got up every morning, just planted his feet on the ground, and was grateful to be alive. And that's probably what gave me my gratitude, which I think is really the difference between a fulfilled life and not a fulfilled life, right? I mean, we all live this thing we call life, but the difference between, you know, happy people and unhappy people, I think it's gratitude, right? It's if you're grateful, how could you be unhappy, right? And so he gave me that. That was his wonderful gift, and you know, he was an incredible man. I miss him so much. But anyways, my Uncle Mo at a young age got me hungry for what was possible. I wanted more than my dad and mom had, and so I worked my tail off. I really did. And during that time, also, I created a trait. A trait was created in me that I think many entrepreneurs have, successful ones. And that is a little bit like there's something in them that is never 100% happy. Okay. So don't get me wrong. I'm appreciative for everything I have, very grateful, very humbled, but I always want a little bit more. Like I'm always like, you know what, that's great, but I could have this or I could do that. And so it's almost this little trick that we play on ourselves to be like, okay, but you know, I'm not totally happy with that. Let's do this, you know? And it's a curse too, right? Because you want to really celebrate your success or successes.
Absolutely.
But there you kind of create this artificial bar so that you have to move past it, right?
So,
and yeah, you as a successful entrepreneur, you relate, you get that. So that was a really long answer, but that's really what made me me. Now, one thing though that's very interesting is that what gives me the greatest joy in the world is teaching, empowering, making a difference in other people's lives, and traveling. That is my nirvana. And it's very interesting. In my first couple decades of business, I had some great success. You know, ups and downs, of course, like any business person, but mostly ups as opposed to downs. And in that, and made a lot of money and created a wonderful lifestyle for myself and my family. But it wasn't until I started teaching empowering, making a difference in other people's lives that I found my true nirvana. And that is what juices me. And I'm sure Tiz, as an educator, you can totally relate. It's the greatest, yeah, it's the greatest feeling in the world when somebody comes up to you and says,
You changed my life.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you shared something with me. I went out there and did it. And, you know, now I'm making money. Like there was this woman that came into one of our masterminds a few years ago. She's a sweetie. And she's like, listen, she's like, I don't remember. She either saw me on a webinar or went to one of our events, and I shared something. And at the time, she and her son were living in their house, and they were going to lose everything and be on the streets. And she said, I adopted that, and today, you know, we have a nice living, and we're okay, and now I'm taking it to the next level. And I was like, you know, she's like, and you changed my life. And, boy, whenever you hear something like that, it's just, it's the coolest thing ever. So that's really, you know, that's my heroine. So that's... And the cool thing is, as you and I have both learned, we've turned that into a business model too. So we do that. We do the funnest thing in the world. You know, we get this great privilege of being able to educate. And as a result, people buy from you because they know, like, and trust you, right? And so it's like, you know, you win and they win, and you just, you end up feeling really good. So,
so true.
Yeah.
Three mistakes looking back you wish you hadn't made.
So as you know, we've had a very big play over the last year in crypto. 3 years ago, I sat on that same cruise that you and I hung out on, and a great friend of mine, Mike, we had a three-hour dinner together. We were in the steakhouse, and I said, Mike, tell me about this crypto thing. Tell me about Bitcoin. He sat there for 3 hours, and my brain was like, I just didn't get it. And I was too at the time, I think, you know, it's probably at a couple $100s. I didn't get in until it was about 1600, which is still a win, but it wasn't a windfall. Well, it was a windfall, but it could have been a heck of a lot more. So let's see. These are the three mistakes.
That's the first one.
Yeah. So that was one.
Not letting you off the hook.
No, that was one. I had a chance to get in on the Avion IPO, but I thought, what idiot would pay for bottles of water? That was like the stupidest thing ever, right? Everybody was drinking soda. All right, so that was one. And let me see, what's the third one? I have so many good ones. I always talk about these. It's been a while though. I have so many screwed up opportunities.
Or it can just be mistakes. It doesn't have to be missed opportunities.
Oh yeah, mistakes, huh? Gosh, I don't know. Oh, this would be so easy. I can't believe I can't think of one right now. I have so many. Let's see. I should have gone to college. I did go to college, but only for a year. My business took off, but you know, I always said if I had a college degree, I'd probably be working for me, but, cause I have a lot of people with college degrees that work for me now, but, I really would have loved to have had the college experience to go away and maybe be in a fraternity and just have that brotherhood experience. I think that would have been pretty cool.
Do all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Devin, it's been amazing. I think we'll have to wrap things up here. I need to dash. Thank you so much for, I think it's been very enlightening. Thank you for sharing this, not just your personal story, but also I think it's been very enlightening to hear. And for me as one to learn how, you know, how much lead generation and how successful organic lead generation on Twitter can be.
Sure.
It's something that, you know, I should do more of. It's something that I have never tested, actually. But it sounds like that has huge potential. So thank you for sharing that. I think this is something that, you've kind of helped a lot of people learn about Twitter lead gen.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for making the time.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.